Jonathan.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Well, this morning, Jonathan Ross, who interviews the new lucky dog.
I'm warming up for now, Dan.
You lucky dog. Doing Madonna today, as they say.
I'm splashing myself fully with aftershave, as you speak.
Are you, I mean, a fan in the sexual sense? Yesterday I had a huge debate on here. I said, I think she's top woman. I'm all for her. How about you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I do think she's certainly top woman, I think. One can't argue there, but I'm not... Well, I'm quite a fan, but I don't think I'm quite as fervent in my admiration as you obviously are. I think you've taken it on as almost like a crusade of some sort.
I think a crusade is just about covered.
Yeah, I do appreciate the calendar, but I do remember, I remember very fondly a couple of years back when there was that big announcement, which who knows whether it was ironic, tongue-in-cheek, whatever, when she said, I like a bit of hanky-spanky. And I remember thinking I was going to call the St. John's Ambulance for you, because I remember you turned a bright puce colour for about a week.
Look, I may or may not always have that particular record queued up on the, on just one second, like that, just one second, hang on.
Come on.
Come on.
That's just for your personal use, isn't it?
It's just always on the turntable.
It's always being played in the background while we have to listen to the other rubbish you put out there.
Other rubbish, sir? Quality,
right,
quite great stuff.
Quality stuff,
yes.
Yeah.
So, the search for the correct questions must be a bit of a mare, mustn't it?
I must admit, last night, while we were sitting there, I was sitting down there with Kenton, who's producing the show, and we were consuming vast quantities of Chinese food in an effort to make ourselves more attractive for her, of course, because she likes the portlier figure, I believe. sitting there working on that side of it, and just tying up the most absurd things by the end of the evening. Frankly, the language did get a little bit ripe in the room, thinking about the kind of things we might throw away, but then we decided to go the straight and narrow line.
Yeah.
So instead, I took out a copy of Win Wogan did it a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And I've just transcribed all them, because frankly, you couldn't better it.
No?
No, you have to be sad. I mean, who else would come out with questions like, is there a mother inside you?
He didn't.
Yeah, is there a mother inside you? And then he stopped himself and said, are you maternal? But I think he should have started with the first one.
Is there a mother? He actually said that?
I believe he did.
First class.
Yes, no, I've been
Are you going to push the racy line, though? I mean,
I think so. I think there's no point doing otherwise. I mean, that's what, you know, basically, if that's what all the fuss that she's causing this time out is all about, then I think there's little point going in and saying, you know, all the stuff about, are you a bit disappointed that, you know, your lyrics aren't quoted more often?
I don't know.
We're back to you again, aren't we, Daddy?
All of those. Lastly, then, when you see the papers this morning, they're full of the mass hysteria scenes outside, minders pushing back people from the limousine. You're going to feel fantastic, and you're walking in there and just going straight up and...
Got my disguise perfected. I've got that. You know that, is it a Magritte painting of the man with the bowl hat and the apple in front of his
face? Apple in front of his face.
Well, I figured I'd wear that so as not to attract attention. Bowl it.
Yes.
It's either that or the Salvador Dali melting croc look I'm going to go for this morning.
Apparently they've already had three Jonathan Rosses turn up this morning anyway, claiming entrance to the suite.
That is a horrible thought, isn't it?
Anyway, you know, as I say, question-wise... Give her one for me. I make no bones about anything.
Well, what I'm going to try is that I'm going to try and get halfway through the interview. I'm going to say, Madge, because hopefully I've established some kind of rapport with her by then. Madge, any chance of a quick eye dent for Radio 5? And I'm going to see if I'll have a little portable with me. So I'm going to see if I can get broadcast quality. Just get something like, when I'm in town, I like to listen to Danny because he gives me my hanky spanky.
Yeah, if you could get something like that, we can play on card. Get her to do 6 or 7 cartridges for us.
Six or seven of those. And also, I'm going to get her to sign her back to those calendars for your Christmas.
No problems at all. Yeah, get us to do all of that.
And be all right?
Also, she could say, you're listening to John Inverdale, Sport on Fire. That's the only other one we need. Just get her to do it.
She does, apparently.
When's it being shown?
I think it's the 21st. It's the day the book comes out. It's the day that big, lavish, aluminium-coated coffee table book that I've seen and you haven't
comes out. Okay, well, first class, that Jonathan Ross, who's off today to talk to Madonna. I don't mind. You see, I think people just shy away from her because she is the big icon, and they say, no, I look a little deeper. And in fact, if you really want sex appeal, you know, I tend to go for the, some dreary, obscure act. No, I go for the great, big, fat icons.